Welcome back to the Down to Energy podcast. I'm your host, Jess. I'm a life coach and an energetics expert that's just obsessed with connecting the dots between energy and how it can serve us and how it's present in our everyday lives in a super grounded way. And we do that in today's episode through the context of like, what the fuck are personal values? We're taking this big idea and arriving at a new understanding of it and a path into it by breaking down the energetic context. In this episode specifically, I share some of the research on values, why living values are important, why it is a skill that can be built, and how you can kind of tap into the energetics of values to create a sense of grounding in your life, to create fulfillment, and how exactly to do that and what exactly this means. I'll give you some paths into that and ways to start defining this for yourself while we acknowledge that values are different for everybody and your values right now are different than they were even 2 months ago. For sure, probably the last time you sat down and really wrote down the things you value most and why and how you live those things. We'll talk about all of the above. If you love this topic and are kind of in a place where you're like, who am I? What do I value? I literally have no idea. I have a workshop called the Who the Fuck Am I Again workshop. It's happening live on May 9th. So if you're catching this before then, check out the show notes so you could join. If not, just check out the notes for the recording and I'll see you there. And let's go ahead and dive into this episode. Hello and welcome back to Down to Energy. I'm so happy to be here. Today we're talking about your personal values. Values are a word and a thing and an idea that gets thrown around all the time. So let's break down what the fuck those are, because they're really important and they add so much richness, grounding, alignment, purpose to life. And values, on one hand, are very grounding into who you are. And then on the other hand, they're fluid. So maybe you did do a values practice. How long ago was that? Was that in December? Guess what? You've changed since December. Was that a year or two ago? You've definitely changed since then. And while you maybe still care about the same things, maybe your values have reprioritized. Maybe the way in which you're living your values has shifted. Landing in that is, again, anchoring, but it also can be a way that you almost chart out not just where you're at, but where you're going and who you want to be and how you want to continue to craft and create your life to be something, to be a container within which you get to live in alignment with the things you care about. Because why would we live any other way? And yet we do, because we have our personal conditioning, we have our societal expectations, we have our habits, we have so many things in the structure and our environment within which we live and operate that almost enforce these external values onto us. And taking time to question, do I even care about this? Do I care about this anymore? What's changed about the way I care about this? What's changed about the way I want to live this is a very important practice. And it is now Taurus season. If you're listening to this anytime from like late April through the first 2/3 of May, woohoo, you're in Taurus season. The sun is in this energetic and supporting you in doing this exploration. But as we just said, it is a valuable exploration to return to over and over again. So let's talk about like why values. Let's talk about what they are. There's so much research on this topic that is worth mentioning. There's of course the energetic take that I will offer you and paths that we can use all of this information as like paths into living our values, aligning our life to our values. How do we do that? How do we define these things? How do we get these concrete? And how do we know that they are ours? So hopefully we'll answer those questions for you. And, you know, it's funny, like, I feel like I talk about values a lot And I think that it's something that we can very easily just kind of gloss over. It's just become one of those catchwords. It's become something we hear about a lot in its overuse. And when's the last time you really landed and got present with yourself and got present with what you care about? Because that's ultimately what your values are. It's the things you give a fuck about. It's the things you like really, really just care so deeply about on a heart level, where you're just like, damn, like I would fight for this thing. Like if I'm sitting down at a conversation at a table with someone that has an opposing value, I'm gonna, you know, we allow for people to feel differently than us. But when you value something, you honor it by expressing your beliefs about it and standing up for the thing and doing what's right for this thing. So values that people often say are like, I really value authenticity. I really value creativity. I really value my friendships and being reliable. Okay, great. Like maybe you kind of have a couple of these things that can pop up in your brain and words that you really align with and resonate with. Why are those important to you? And like, what is your definition of those things? And why do you give a fuck about that thing? Like, what is it about being authentic that matters to you? Where did you learn that? Like, what are the qualitative experiences that allowed you to arrive at authenticity is important to me? And then how do you live your authenticity? So we'll kind of dive into all of those things. But being able to really land in this process I'm offering you for this season of who you are will help you feel grounded in yourself. It is this anchoring quality. Values are inherently earthy and inherently solidifying and inherently like they are the compass. They are the rudder. They are the place from which you direct your resources. So your time, your money, your energy, when your resources are aligned to what you care about, then it doesn't matter that you just spent so much money at like a fancy dinner. You value nice things and nice experiences with your friends, so you're fine with doing that. Maybe you really value social contribution and you just spent a whole Sunday afternoon that could have been your time for you volunteering and you feel super good about it because that was how you want to allocate the resource of your time. So all to say, values are very informative to how we want to spend our resources, time, energy, action, money. And when we are using our resources in alignment like that, that just inherently creates a sense of fulfillment and depth in your life of like, wow, like this is enriched. This is pleasurable. This is enjoyable for me to live this way because this is what I care about. On the other hand, it can also kind of direct you out of situations that you don't want to be in, that you don't care about. So it can be empowering to you to be know when you want to say no and know what your why for saying no is because have decided that you value something that doesn't align with, you know, whatever opportunity is presenting itself to you. So there's this really anchoring it within yourself that you're creating of who you are today. And that's very grounding, especially, you know, it can kind of just inform, yeah, where you want to spend your energy and what you want to do, right? And help you feel grounded in that. And like your two feet are on the ground in this very uncertain world to know, well, I'm uncertain about what's going to happen, X, Y, Z, but I am certain about what I care about right now. And that could just be very bolstering, very comforting, very empowering. And then, as I mentioned a moment ago, too, it's like this why values is something that can help you realize and illuminate places where, oh, I'm maybe really living this one value of creativity. I'm like creating all day long. Here I am sitting, making a podcast for you. And I'm going to go create some other stuff later today. Like I do personally value creativity. And that value has a lot of space to be lived in my life. And then I also really value my friendships. And the truth of the matter is I live in a place where I'm physically isolated from a lot of my friends. So if I'm being honest, that value, I have to spend time being mindful to check in on with my friends and cultivate the long distance type of closeness that I value and make sure that I'm showing up for them and make sure that I'm planning trips to go see them and allocating my time and resources in that direction. And that's something that's maybe a little less accessible and less lived in my everyday. But because it is another value, I have to be really mindful of like that I'm creating opportunities for myself today and tomorrow to continue to live that. Because if I don't, then I'm not going to be living that value and I'm not going to feel good about myself because of that. So it's about creating this like, maybe, you know, especially at the start of the year, I find that I haven't seen a lot of friends. So I'm making plans to see them later. And I have to honestly probably text some friends after this, like craft those plans, because it's about who you're creating and who you're continuing to live, so that when you arrive with yourself 6 months from now and check in on your values, you can say, okay, I am still living the friendship value. I haven't let that one fall by the wayside. So it's this component to kind of creating your future self too. And we're kind of dancing between acknowledging that there's an earthy quality to values and then also a fiery, very much lived, very much brave quality. And I think early on in my like kind of like self-development, early 20s, kind of like taking more ownership of my life moment. Brené Brown and her research was very supportive to me. And she is a social scientist who studies shame, vulnerability, leadership, so many things. She works with individuals, she works with leaders, she works with organizations. And one of her books, Dare to Lead, which is all about leadership. It's amazing. It talks about like four skills that she found from her research that leaders possess and that organizations that are led by strong leaders possess. And one of the four skills that she offers you in that book is living your values. So when you live your values and have that fiery side of the coin where we're not just, you know, I think about these things, like thinking about it from an organizational standpoint, or maybe like the mission of your business, right? It's like, what is your business and what do these organizations we see stand for? We could see the values always posted on the About Me page of like any type of company, right? And then it's like, okay, that's nice to put there, but like, is that value really built into the structure of the company? Like, how is that value being lived and practiced? And there's an earthy side of that, right? It's like these people like grounded into their mission. And then to create space for the value to be lived by all employees and to be represented and like the value itself to have life, there has to be a structure, more earth energy and a place and processes and systems and boundaries and almost rules that create the barrier within which the value can come to life. So you need the system to bring said, I value creativity to life. Well, okay, when is my creative time on my calendar? Maybe your creative time is an hour every Wednesday night after your day job. Maybe it's all day long. It's where are you putting that into your kind of life? That's the earthy kind of structural part. And then the daring to live it and leaning into once you have the containership for, in theory, the value to come to life, you have to then lean in and live the value and do the thing and encourage your people to do the thing and embody that. So there is this embodiment to values too, of like the fiery side of it where you get to lean in and live the values. And what's so cool about Brené's book is, you know, this is a skill. So you can develop the skill of living your values with intentionality and through this constant practice and process of defining it and then aligning behaviors to the value and getting really intentional about that. On the energetic side of it, You know, the earthy side of the coin is this Taurus energy. And we've kind of been using a lot of Taurus words of your resources, your groundedness in this. It's what you care about and what you're willing to go the distance for and stick with. There is a stickiness to it. There's a stickiness to earth energy and that kind of groundedness in self. And then there's the fire side of the coin, which to me gives Sagittarius. It's like your belief system. It's Sagittarius is so experiential where it's like, let's actually go live this thing and be in the moment and be in the vital expression and experience of what it means to be creative and be in the process and not just do creativity because we're checking off a box about associated with our values, but do creativity all the way where it's immersed and experiential and we get to experience life. Because why else would we define these things? It's like so that our experiences themselves can be fulfilling. So go be in the experience after you do the earthy thing, like put the earth shit down and go live life after you've defined for yourself where you want to live life. So Taurus is kind of like the specific, what's the thing? And then Sag is the big picture why almost behind it and the living it. So for example, like I really value and care about, I don't know how to say this concisely. It's like animal welfare across species and just equality across species. If you are a living, breathing thing, it is my belief. So like that first statement was Taurus. What do I value? Second statement, that I value that because I believe, Sagittarius, that animals are sentient, that animals have souls, that animals are inherently worthy and deserve to have their own life. They're not here for me to benefit from. They're here because they're here and they have their own agenda and desires for being here and right to be here. So that is my belief. And then there's also kind of the action piece too of I don't eat them. I choose to not eat animals. So that's how the value, the belief, and then the action can kind of string together. And it's actually kind of interesting that, you know, it makes me curious there of the belief. If you believe that something is inherently worthy and inherently has value, then that is what you value. Worthiness is very much a Taurus thing. It's like the grounded inherent worth and value of a thing. So as you think about your own values, it's like, what do you really believe to be worthy? What is worthy of your resources and your time and your energy? And what in the world has worth to you and has meaning and has something that you would sit across the table from someone and have a conversation with them about? And it's actually pretty interesting because when I think about that example that I'm offering you of like, what would you stand up for when someone has an opposing belief? Again, this isn't about imposing our beliefs on other people. Everyone has their own right as well to have their own beliefs about, for my example, you know, animal welfare and aligning the action of not eating them to that belief. Like that is what works for me. Other people might have that value, but have a different action that's associated with that. That's fine. I'd be very curious to have a conversation about that with someone. And in that conversation, we have these opportunities to offer other people and invite other people into like our way of being simply by owning what our truth is. And that is enough. And that is the Sagittarius piece of that coin. It's like own your truth by expressing your truth and saying it. And it doesn't have to impose on anyone else's, but you also don't have to make yours smaller. And it's been so beautiful. It's felt really nice for me to step into that. I think when I started being a vegetarian, and I still like, I'm not that annoying, like, person who's like sitting there interrogating you, like, why are you eating meat? But if you want to have a conversation with me about it, let's have a conversation about it. It's like, it's no big thing. Like, I think it's helpful to talk about how our values differ. And part of, you know, living in alignment with your values and being able to feel that fulfillment is when you speak your truth about why this is important to you and letting that be known and seen. And just speaking it is a way of living it and bringing that to life too. So just offering that to you, if you feel as though there's any values you live in private, that can maybe be brought into life in the external world around you via action or conversation too. And everyone approaches this very differently. So from the energetic lens, all of our values are associated with Taurus, and like that's constant, right? And then everything else I just said. And Taurus energy is associated with the planet Venus. So this is how our values go through change, because the planet Venus moves through the zodiac inner sky, has these interactions with the other planets that encourage it to change. So there's two pieces of this. First of all, you inherently do values differently than I inherently do values, because Venus is in a different place in your birth chart than it is in mine. Venus, the planet that is associated with yummy, cozy, this is what I give a fuck about, this, I will fight for this thing, I value this thing deeply, this thing has worth to me. Those energetic qualities live in the planet Venus as well, because it is associated with Taurus. So where Venus was when you were born is different than where it was when I was born, and how it's relating to all the other energetics and the other planets that are infusing my Venus with certain qualities and certain ways of relating to what I value, and, you know, leading me to choose the things I value in different ways than you do. So for example, my Venus in my birth chart is in the sign of Virgo. So just off the bat, I value Venus, Virgo things, which, not just to name Virgo words, but Virgo things I genuinely align with and care about are having this sense of like practicality, having this sense of like wanting to offer value. like Virgo really like wants to like be in service and like help progress a thing forward. So I'm always offering you little tips here, right, of like how you can take this idea and ground it into your life and maybe move it forward in your life. There is that kind of like inherent desire to improve upon what is right now. Like that is meaningful to me, to have a progressive evolution and to be in the process of growth. I really value constantly growing. And if you're in my orbit, I think that you can feel that from the language I use. And it's part of why I love astrology so much too, because there is this evolutionary practice of astrology that I very much offer, of like, this tool is here for us to help us evolve and grow and move so many qualities of self forward. So I value that. I Venus value Virgo. And then there's other layers to it too. It's like, where that lives in my chart is in the, for the astrology girlies, like in my, and boys, it's in my 12th house, which is the house of Pisces, which is the house of spirituality and non-physical and energetics. So I value making energetics practical. Imagine that. Who knew? But it makes sense, because look, and then now that I've crafted my whole life around this value, I feel so fucking fulfilled every day. And that's awesome, because I genuinely care about it. And you genuinely maybe don't like care about that as deeply and personally as I do, because your Venus is maybe in the sign of Leo. So you really value your personal self-expression. You really value being seen and being known and having what lives inside of you live outside of you for others to witness. And maybe your Venus is in the 10th house. So it's like that really shows up in your work life. Maybe your and you really value being seen in the workplace. Maybe your Venus in Leo is in the 4th house. So you really value being seen by your people that you live with and by your home, and actually really just by yourself. So the quality of what you value is kind of like influenced by the tone of where Venus was in your birth chart and when you were born. And then it's also maybe impacts kind of like how you live and express those values too. I express my values in that very earthy Virgo way, where it is very grounded. But you might express and live your values in more of that fiery external way or more of a cerebral way too. So all of this to say that you can get an astrology reading with me and we can talk about this specifically. But really all of this to say is give yourself permission to make the values exercises you can Google like your own, to do it in your own way. I'll offer you two approaches at the end here. But everyone does this differently. So everyone's going to live their values different than you. Everyone's going to have different values than you. This is the beautiful part of life. And this is the part that I'm so curious about. And so there's that constant part, right? And our values change. And the energetics also affirm that the values change because where Venus is in the sky today is changing. Where Venus, and that sets a tone to what you care about any given couple months when Venus changes signs and finds itself in different parts of your birth chart. So on a short-term basis, you're changing kind of like the focus of what you value and kind of care about. And that's beautiful. Like let it be cyclical, let it be fluid. And also these parts of ourselves undergo massive, massive change. Like we just had Venus retrograde where we really all collectively did a deep review and process around what is important to us here. What is important to this time in life? The world outside of us is changing. What has changed in me? What is required of me to live that value in a new way since the environment that I'm living it in is changing? So there's so many moving pieces of life all the time. And if you anchor back into your values, it can anchor you in that. And maybe your values themselves or how you live them is fluid because that's just life. And because Venus does a bunch of crazy shit in the sky all the time. So let it change and let that be this beautiful, beautiful thing. And use this as a tool to land into, okay, well, who am I in this season of life? And what do I care about in this season of life? Which we're going to talk about and dive deep on together. And I'll offer and guide you through practice live in my Who the Fuck Am I Again workshop. It's happening on May 9th. If you're catching this before then, sign up in the show notes or just check it out. If you're catching this after that date, I will link the recording and how you can access that because this can be a place, this workshop where you get to come back to who am I right now? What do I care about right now? What are the actions that align with what I care about right now? So I could start living that alignment. You might not be, and that's not to say you have to like flip your life upside down and like live in alignment with all of your values. It's like, sounds so fucking lofty when we say it like that. It's really comes back to that, define the top priorities, earth energy, and define an action, fire energy, that aligns with each one, big or small. And sometimes that action is just telling it to someone else at the table and exploring it with someone else. Sometimes that action is carving out an hour, once a week, once a month, whatever you have space for, right? To feel like those values get to have an experience and you get to be in them. The living your values sparkly word is really just about being in the moment and giving yourself the fulfillment that can come from being in the moment with the things you care about. So how can we do that? How can we do that? The earth energy side of this. So a couple kind of like practical takeaways for you, what Taurus kind of invites you into as an access point for that and for landing in the kind of anchoring side of this coin is just getting really present and giving yourself permission to arrive right here and letting go of what you cared about before, letting go of what's going on outside of you in the world, just arriving with yourself. Getting really quiet and maybe using some kind of tactile things around you, like making some tea and lighting a candle and getting really cozy. I am going to have a sip of tea right now, actually. And then asking yourself, I should cut that out, but I'm not going to. Who has time for editing? Not me. Maybe someday. But it's getting present. Use the physical senses of your body to help you do that. And then kind of run through kind of some of these exercises and also give yourself permission. It's like, it's okay for me to be real and be honest with myself here. Like, the honest take on this might be that I'm really not living my fucking values at all. And that is okay. And that does not anything mean anything bad about you, or that you have to do the earth energy thing of like making up for it and feeling really behind. Like, no, you're just arriving here and letting yourself be here, because it's from this place that you'll be able to craft your plan and create your systems and structure that, so that the living it can kind of start to come through, you know? And then the fiery kind of side of this coin is letting that be edgy, and knowing your why, and knowing your belief system behind this thing, and knowing the actions behind this thing that align to this thing. So you almost kind of have a column on your paper of like values, why, action. And you can take that from either two approaches. So you could either take a big list of words, like Google Brené Brown values. There, she has a big list of values there, or you could just Google values, core values list, and then write down or circle the ones that align with you. And you're going to have a list of like 20 values. And then you can kind of continue to deduce from there, circling the ones that really matter. I would recommend like getting it down to a list below 10 for sure, if not like 5. Just like get really present with the overall themes of like what you value. And then keep asking yourself, why do I value this thing? Why me? Why this thing? Where did that come from? To really land in your own relationship with it and your own belief system kind of surrounding that thing. Or that kind of feels like a qualitative approach, right? Like, or quantitative, taking these literal words. Or you can kind of take more of the experiential angle. So putting the other route into values down and more so looking at your life qualitatively. And from that kind of more qualitative, inquisitive place, you're almost looking at your experiences and your favorite experiences of your life and what was present there. Why did that mean so much to you? Looking at the places where you feel fulfilled, enlivened. You could also look at the more challenging or negative experiences. And it's like, why did that not fit for me? Can that clue you into what you care about? And taking that approach as well. So how do you feel now that we have looked deeply at values? Why they're important? This is a well-researched topic, because having values is a way to create that fulfillment, to create the future self, to have an anchor in yourself, to spend your resources and time wisely, and to align a lived life with something that matters to you. I'll see you next time on What the Fuck Is This Anyway? This podcast is called the Down Energy Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you later. If you love this episode on values and want to land in this season of life, who you are, what you care about, and what you're going to do about it, join me live on May 9th at the Who the Fuck Am I Again workshop, where we will come together as a group and through embodiment practices and like mini meditations, journaling in a Notion Dash built just for the experience and more, we will arrive at a current snapshot of you. So something tangible that can help you put your 2 feet back on the ground of your life so you can feel grounded, present, and know that where you're spending those precious resources of your time and energy out in the world is in alignment with what this version of you cares about. We're also going to be tapping into your core self, your core identities, the things that actually never change, and leave you with some tools to cultivate that. But really, this is about getting your feet grounded and landing in this Taurus energy of who am I? Why do I care about these things? What will I do about it? So check out the show notes. I would love to see you there. Let me know if you have any questions. And see you at the What the Fuck, Who the Fuck Am I Anyway? And what the fuck is this episode called again? I love how much I've been saying the fuck word lately and just embracing that. So hopefully that does not offend you. But I clearly, and if you do, if it does, maybe you just value something that I don't, and that's okay. All right, bye. Have a good day.